This is the Seabed Daily Text, the second half challenge, gravity, Colossians 1, 9-14. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of His holy people in the kingdom of light. For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Consider this. The dictionary has two primary definitions of gravity. Number one, the force that attracts a body toward the center of the earth or toward any other physical body having mass. And number two, extreme or alarming importance, seriousness. I would combine them in saying this. Gravity is an extremely serious matter. Gravity is what holds us down. We are born into the gravity of sin, death, and darkness. We know this because God has revealed it to us through His Word. We also know it through our experience. Sin, death, and darkness have a hold on the human race. It is inescapable. But what if I told you there was another gravitational center, far larger and infinitely stronger than the gravity that presently holds us down? What if there was a gravity that would hold us up? That's what today's text reveals to us. For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. The first half of the gospel is the revelation that in Jesus Christ we are rescued from the gravity of sin, death, and darkness, and delivered into the gravity of love, life, and light. When a person enters into the first half of the gospel, they are undergoing a massive shift in their center of gravity. It's like they are being transferred from one gravitational pull and into another one. Look at how our text from yesterday captures this shift. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death, Romans 8, 1 and 2. The center of gravity has shifted. In other words, the old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. The old gravity still has force, and sadly, all too many Christians allow themselves to remain stuck within it. There is only one way to escape it, not by trying harder or by willpower, but by giving oneself completely and wholeheartedly to Jesus Christ and becoming caught up in the gravity of His kingdom. That's what the second half of the gospel is all about. The prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I will not ask you to deliver me from the gravity of sin, because you have already done it. I now belong to you, and I will become caught up in the gravity of you and your kingdom. Come, Holy Spirit, and teach me this new way, and train me in the powerful way of walking in it. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The question: what will it look like for you to be completely caught up in the gravity of Jesus and His kingdom? Take some time and journal out your response. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.